In the name of God, who gathers us together, comes to us and dwells with us, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. It is a great joy to welcome each of you to this celebration of Christmas at St. Paul's on the Green. Humorist, author, and storyteller Garrison Keillor says that a lovely thing about Christmas is that it's compulsory, like a thunderstorm, and we all go through it together. If you have any doubt about that, show us two letters on the day or two before Christmas. Yet in all of it, together here we are on this holy night to recall an event that changed the history of our world. We're thousands of years removed from the Christmas card image of a little town in Bethlehem, a brilliant star, amazed shepherds, snow-covered hillsides, in Israel no less, and a newborn lying in a manger and warmed by the breath of animals. We've come to the end of a year that has brought uncertainty, anxiety, and weariness to many lives. We've seen the damage and loss caused by a horrendous hurricane season and West Coast wildfires. Fear of terrorist attacks in our cities is often followed by the reality blasted before us on our television screens, and memories of crowds seething with hatred and racism stare at the fabric of our nation's heart. Then we get this annual socially imposed seasonal pressure to spend beyond our means. For some, Christmas may be just one more day to struggle through it all. So what makes this night different? Why such a holy night? What is the reality of Christmas? Last December, Michael Gerson, addressing that question, wrote in the Washington Post that by any standard, this is an odd scenario for the entrance of divinity. To an occupied country of disputed parentage, forced to flee as a refugee, living and working 30 years in silence, eventually betrayed by a friend, judicially tortured and dying in utter abandonment on a small planet near an average star. But this form of arrival does something important. It dusts off and reclaims every aspect of human experience and reorients our sense of low and high, weak and powerful. It is poverty given preference. It is the possibility of transcendence breaking in on every day. What is the reality of Christmas? Some artists have painted this night with deep sentimentality and royal elegance. Yet the truth of this night is that God came down to us in the form of a baby who hungered for his mother's milk, soiled the swaddling clothes, and may even had a case of colic. Jesus was born on a dirt floor, in a place that was dark and cold and reeked of manure. He came from the boondocks of the boondocks. He and his mother and father were likely considered throwaway people. In today's scale of the economy, they would be regarded as below poverty level. And consider those shepherds, rough and ready guys who alternated between drinking strong wine and uttering colorful curses. They stank like the sheep they tended. Socially speaking, they were nobodies, poor, illiterate, and totally crude. What is the reality of Christmas? Our Christmas card fantasies are miles away from the truth of this little family who looked more like Syrian refugees than the well-fed actors who portray them in films. Given his unremarkable birthplace, the the lowly place in societal order which he had, and the struggles of his family life, it should be no surprise, then, that Jesus would grow to have such great compassion for the poor, the sick, the forgotten, the ostracized, and the stranger. What is the reality of Christmas? That the riffraff of society, tipsy, smelly shepherds, were the first beneficiaries of the joyful news of the Messiah's birth and commissioned to be witnesses of it. That Mary, little more than a teenager, had plenty of her own fears on that first Christmas night, not the least of which was that she was an unwed mother in a culture that shunned women in that predicament and lived in a time when terrorism was as real and dangerous as it is for us. And that Joseph probably wondered what in the world he had gotten himself into. Not very romantic, is it? That's not exactly a Hallmark or Madison Avenue kind of Christmas. But somehow the irony is that it's kind of refreshing to know that God would come into our world as a baby born in squalor and in poverty, simplicity and messiness. And in spite of it all, tonight is a night when right before our eyes the ordinary becomes sacred. This little bundle, about as heavy as a sack of flour, is what God decided to look like, and all for the love of you and me and for the love of all creation. Tonight is a time when the curtain between heaven and earth is so thin that you can almost see right through it. The reality of Christmas is that our fractured world today is not all that much different from the world into which Jesus was born for us. He came into that time and place and comes to us today to enliven our thinking, enable our own lives of grace, and make us deeply attentive to the needs of others. If we look beyond the romanticized images of Christmas that give us warm, fuzzy feelings, and beyond the messy details of that first Christmas, we will find that what God has done through the birth of Jesus is to rouse and sustain in us an unlikely hope that somehow love is at the heart of all things. What we celebrate this night is that the incarnate Word of God comes into our broken, often inhuman world to be with us, offering us strength to work for peace and justice, helping us to bear witness to God's presence in our lives and to know that we are beloved and blessed. I wonder if we could all do two things this Christmas that would be a wonderful gift to others and to ourselves. First, to look at those gathered around you in your home, around you in your dinner table tomorrow, here tonight in this sacred place, and remember family and friends near and far away, living and deceased, and give profound thanks for them. And second, consider with a deeper heart those who are in need of your love and compassion, and having spent a good amount on Christmas giving, open your wallet or checkbook to in some way make their lives a little better, either for a person or family you may know, or through some organization or institution that works to bring light to the darkness in others' lives, even including those that care for abused animals, and remembering that Jesus and his family were very likely considered throwaway people. For wherever the hungry are fed, the homeless are sheltered, the poor are cared for, the marginalized and outcast are welcomed, the abused are brought to safety, the disheartened are given hope, and people are reconciled with one another through God's grace, Jesus, the Messiah, is born again. Therein is the reality of Christmas. May we all live into it every day of the year.